जय राधमाधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनांदन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदनांदन ब्रजजन रंजन जमुना तीरावन सारी जमुना तेरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनांदन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदनांदन ब्रजजन रंजन जमुना तीरावन सारी जमुना तीरावन सारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha, Madhav Radha, Madhav Radhe. Jai Radha, Shamasundara Radha, Shamasundara Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Gaur Pimanandi Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pri Vrajagacharya Stotra Satya Sri Simad His Divine Grace Shilabhai Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Skandi Bhiti Founder Charya's Divine Grace Shilabhai Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Samavata Bhakti Vrinda Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Grantarashman Bhagavatam Ki Daini Thai Gaura Pimanandi All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Scha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopikata Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Shaiva Narotamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Ato Jayamudirayat Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Sri Vyasadeva, the author. Nasta prayasabhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering a service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome within the heart becomes destroyed practically to nil. And loving devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, it becomes established as an irrevocable effect. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishtreya Sayalokasya Dhanyam Swaschayanam Mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Grantharaj, the king of all Vedic literatures, is the literary incarnation of God. It is compiled by the incarnation of God, the Srila Vyasadeva. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. It is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This second short mantra, kindly hear attentively, is short. Om Sarabhyay Namaha. Om Surabhyay Namaha. Om Surabhyay Namaha. Especially in Vrindavan, this mantra should be chanted regularly. Mukam karoti vasanam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande sri gurum dinatharanam. Yat kripa tamaham bande sri gurum dinatharanam. Hare Krishna. Thank you all for attending the Bhagavatam class this morning. Bhagavatam class meant to be one of our most important activities of the day. We are reading today from the 10th canto, chapter 36, and on the board there is text number. We're reading a series of verses. We are ending this chapter 36. The slaying of Arista, the bull demon, and which is on the board?
Only number is written, 31 to 40. All the verses are there. So you can start from 31.
From 31, okay. And then we will do 39. Yes. Okay. So we begin from text 31. The chapter has 40 verses, and we will together be chanting text 39, which has a purport, right? Okay. So I just read it, actually, or devotees chant it? I just read each verse, Sanskrit, or just a translation?
Just a translation.
Okay, yes. So translation to text 31. The demigods who are under the protection of Vishnu have sent these two boys as my death. Bring them here, and also have Nanda and the other cowherd men come with gifts and tribute. For those who might not have been in class yesterday, this is Kamsa speaking to Akrura, just to kind of situate. And we continue, text 32. Kamsa continues to speak. After you bring Krishna and Balaram, I will have them killed by my elephant, who is as powerful as death itself. And if by chance they escape from him, I will have them killed by my wrestlers who are as strong as lightning. Text 33. When these two have been killed, I will kill Vasudev and all their lamenting relatives, the Vrishnis, Bhojas, and the Sharhas. There's a short report. Even today, there are wicked political leaders throughout the world who make such plans and even carry them out. Yeah. 34. I will also kill my old father, Ugrasena, who is greedy for my kingdom. And I will kill his brother, Devaka, and all my other enemies as well. Text 35. Then, my friend, this earth will be free of thorns. Text 36. My elder relative, Jarasandha, and my friend, my dear friend, Dvivida, are solid well-wishers of mine, as are Shambhara, Naraka, and Bana. I will use them all to kill off those kings who are allied with the demigods, and then I will rule the earth. 37. Now that you understand my intentions, please go at once and bring Krishna and Balaram to watch the bow sacrifice and see the opulence of the Yadu's capital. 38. Sri Akrura said, O King, you have expertly devised a process to free yourself of misfortune. Still, one should be equal in success and failure, since it is certainly destiny that produces the results of one's work. And text 39. We can all follow on the board. Manorathan karoti uchair jano daiva hatan api yujyate harsha sukabhyam tathapi agyam karomi te manoratham karotyuchair jano daiva hatan api yujyate harsha shokabhyam tathapyagnam karomite manoratham karotyuchair jano daiva hatannapi yujyate harsha shokabhyam tathapyagnam karomite manoratham karotyuchair jano daiva hatannapi yujyate harsha shokabhyam tathapyagnam karomite manoratham karotyuchair jano daiva hatannapi yujyate harsha shokabhyam Ladies, anyone? manoratham karotyuchaye. Manaha Rathan, his desires, Karoti, carries out, Uchai, fervently, Janaha, the average person, Daiva, by providence, Hatan, thwarted, Api, even though, Yujjate, he is confronted. Harsha Shoka Bhyam, by happiness and distress. Tatha Api, nonetheless, Agnam, order, Karomi, I will do, Te, your. Translation and purport. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desires even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet even though such is the case, I will execute your order. Kindly repeat after me. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desires, even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet even though such is the case, I will execute your order. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that although what Akrura said was courteous and encouraging, his hidden meaning was far different. What he really meant was this: your plan is not fit to execute, yet I will carry it out since you are the king and I am your subject. And in any case, you are about to die. We will read that last text, 40, which is a translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus instructed Akrura, King Kamsa dismissed his ministers and retired to his quarters, and Akrura returned home. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the 10th canto, 36th chapter, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Slaying of Arista, the Bull Demon. I read again the translation of today's main text. An ordinary person is determined to act on his desires even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet even though such is the case, I will execute your order. So this is spoken, of course, by Akrura, who was living in Mathura. Sometimes people question Akrura as a devotee of Krishna. What's he doing? Why is he staying in Mathura. Krishna is in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan is actually walking distance from Mathura. In those days, walking 12 kilometers or 15 kilometers was nothing, isn't it? Even not so many years ago. And our acharyas, of course, explain that Akrura and others who are living in Mathura, because Mathura was being governed by a demoniac personality called Kamsa, whose main mission in life was to kill Krishna. And he tried in so many ways, as we know. In these verses, we are reminded of the chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, the divine and the demoniac. What is the mentality of the demoniac personalities? They're always planning in so many ways to destroy their opponents. But a personality like Akrura, because he was such an elevated personality, our acharyas explained that he wanted to be close. Actually, it was Krishna's arrangement that he would be sent to Vrindavan. And upon arriving in Vrindavan, as we know, Akrura, upon having darshan of the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, offered very wonderful prayers, and Akrura is actually glorified as that individual for each of the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, up until Atma Nivedanam. Different personalities are depicted or chosen to exemplify, so especially Akrura. So here there is mention of happiness in distress. It is what everyone experiences in the material world due to not understanding about Krishna consciousness. All of us in the material world, we have to live out according to the law of karma, according to our previous activities in previous lives, a certain amount of happiness and distress. And as long as one remains in that type of consciousness, it means material consciousness, one needs to continue this, practically speaking, unending suffering. That is why such living entities are referred to as Baddha Jeev or Nitya Baddha. Yeah, Nitya Baddha. Nitya means eternal. So eternally experiencing this happiness and distress, which of course when we read the Bhagavad Gita, personality like Akrura was transcendentally situated. So Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kanchati. When one develops transcendental knowledge, only then can this duality, all of us are experiencing duality in the material world, only then can this duality come to an end. And although still remaining in the material world, one who cultivates this science of transcendence, specifically, especially the science of bhakti or devotional service, one can actually transcend this condition of happiness and distress. Otherwise, one is, by the law of destiny, force. Every living entity is under the stringent laws of material nature, referred to as the three modes of material nature. And there is no escaping these modes of material nature in any material way. And all of the Akrura was fully aware that although Kamsa was engaged in this plan making of killing Krishna and Balaram, not only killing Krishna and Balaram, but his own father and the whole dynasty, he was not disturbed because he was transcendentally situated, and he knew also that by going to Vrindavan to bring Krishna and Balaram, as mentioned in the verse, Prabhupada makes reference to one of our acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the great Vaishnava acharyas, whereby Akrura could understand. Actually, Akrura had to deal, when we deal with personalities like Kamsa, who was a politician, bad politician, there are good politicians. I mean, such a thing as good politicians exists. Nowadays, it's very difficult, very difficult to find good politicians. But politics in itself is not to be rejected, or is not something bad. It is actually said that Krishna was the greatest politician. So politics is not bad per se. So Akrura, being a minister mentioned here, was very close. That is why Kamsa called him. Kamsa had great faith. It's actually very important. There's a whole science which is nicely explained in our Shastra regarding selection of ministers. for a king to be successful, he must have one of the most important aspects. There are seven, actually, what is called constituents that are there, that are described for a kingdom to be successful. And one of them, of course, is to have a qualified king and qualified ministers. Akrura naturally was a qualified minister. Unfortunately, Kamsa was not a qualified king. And so, as a qualified minister, Akrura executed his duties because he had full understanding of the situation. This is the special position of those who take up to spiritual life. One understands, and one also knows how to interact. I mean, Akrura could have said something different to Kamsa, could have advised him this is not a good plan. So many things differently than what he did. But he was fully confident, of course, that Krishna and Balaram, by coming to Vrindavan, would actually kill Kamsa. So, a very important lesson, dealing with demoniac personalities. I mean, Krishna actually appeared 5,000 years ago to deal with different demoniac personalities. And we also find ourselves in Kali Yuga, this particular stage, in having to deal with so many demoniac personalities, many personalities in positions of leadership as well. So we need to develop that type of mentality that Akrura had, and he was expert in speaking something which, you know, Kamsa took it as positively, but actually, as pointed out here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there was another meaning. So in other words, devotees, Prabhupada gives the example of Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das, before going to Vrindavan, he had to deal with political kind of situation. His father and uncle had been arrested, we may recall, because they had done something that was not quite correct. But Raghunath Das, who was still a young man, by speaking to the authorities at hand, was able to release. You may recall that particular lila. In that lila, Prabhupada explains how even if someone like Raghunath, who was a devotee should be expert in dealing with all kinds of situations. Similar to Akrura here as well. So in this way, there are many lessons to learn from these pastimes in Vrindavan and the pastimes of Krishna going from Vrindavan to to Mathura. We have in many ways similar kind of situation, and therefore our Vedic culture gives stress and importance for individuals to actually receive good training, training and education, we should say, the Vedic way. The Vedic literatures are full of various, I would say, specific information. Just like if one studies what are the needed qualifications and qualities of a king, these are all nicely described in our Vedic literatures. And therefore, learning and receiving training and being educated as presented based on instructions given in the Shastra is very important. Which means that actually in the context, because when we speak of training, we speak of the science of education. The science of education is one of the four basic standard sciences that are nicely described. And it is very different from modern day, we say, educational system. So in other words, not only we should become, as devotees, spiritually qualified, but we also need to become materially qualified. This is touching on an important aspect, I would say, that sometimes as devotees we tend to maybe minimize the importance of also being qualified. Just like in all of our temples, we have managers. To manage, anyone who's a manager will know, is not so easy, especially in our present day society. But there are, Shastra is giving us, you know, specific knowledge on how to do practically any kind of activity. Main point, I guess, I would like to convey is that all of us who are devotees, who are taking up to the process of Krishna consciousness, similar to another personality who was dealing with politics, Vidura, and we know there is a book called Vidura Niti, just like Chanakya, Chanakya Niti. These are also important literatures that help us in dealing with material situations. not only we should be expert in knowing the spiritual subject matters that are described, of course, in the Shastra, but especially those who are Brahmanas, their part of their duty and responsibility is to learn various so-called material subject matters. Because these subject matters, when they are in relation to Krishna, utilized in the service of Krishna, those material subject matters actually become spiritualized. This is a whole major subject matter, which is actually very important, because there is at times a tendency of going either on the extreme side of just being fully, completely spiritual, or on going on the other side of being totally, completely material. In other words, there is a balance that we need to find as devotees and as a society as well, because we are here in the material world and we have to deal with material situations, isn't it? We as a society and the individuals, members of this society, we are called upon, maybe not so much nowadays because many of the leadership in the world today are maybe less receptive. Of course, we're endeavoring in different ways to make leaders more receptive to the message of Krishna consciousness, to the message of the Bhagavatam. But one of the important responsibilities, just like here, Akrura. Akrura is like, a minister is like an advisor, isn't it? How to advise personalities like Kamsa. He has a unique situation in that he's a king. A king is a very important personality. But his unique situation is that he's a demoniac king. It's hard enough to deal with even kings who are, let's say, accepting dharma, because kings traditionally also study dharma. They're meant to know the basic principles, but they don't study as deeply as brahmanas, isn't it? In the traditional Vedic system of Gurukula, it's not only brahmanas who study, also, I mean, Krishna and Balaram, as we know, when they will be brought from Vrindavan, when they will go to Mathura, one of the first instructions they will receive from their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, you have to go to school, you have to be educated. So they were sent to Gurukula. So very important for at least some of our members within our society to know these standard Vedic sciences, so that when the day comes, we're all ready to some extent, but that day will come when we, either as a society or individuals within this society, will become advisors. Actually, devotees are the ones, the ideal personalities who should become advisors to those in leadership positions in society. But unless we know the science, the science of leadership in terms of Vedic teachings, then how we will be able to advise, isn't it? Of course, we can give the basic advice, please chant Hare Krishna, please hear the Bhagavatam, which was actually one of the instructions that Srila Prabhupada many, many years ago, when he had a planned meeting with Indira Gandhi at the time, from a government side, they're always coming out with a 5-point program, 10-point program. Srila Prabhupada also had his 10-point program to advise. And one of them was that he wanted Indira Gandhi to advise the ministers to attend Bhagavatam class every morning before going to office. Yeah. So beyond that, of course, it's very important for some of our devotees to know this. It's a very great science, which of course nowadays practically is not followed in modern day society because the science of monarchy, which is considered archaic and not practical in modern day society, is actually the Vedic science in terms of governance. It's a very major involved topic as well. So by such examples as Akrura, we can see here he was very expert in dealing with personality who was very demoniac, Kamsa. And the end result, of course, was that, as we will see in the chapters to come, he did go to Vrindavan, did bring Krishna and Balaram, and as was mentioned in the purport, he was fully confident because he knew that Kamsa had only a few days to live, because he knew that as soon as Krishna and Balaram come, they will very quickly, that is one of the reasons they have come, actually, to destroy the demoniac mentality at the time. So I will just read one more time the translation that we have read. Whoops, let's see here. Yes. So the translation is follows. An ordinary person is determined to act on his own desires even when fate prevents their fulfillment. Therefore, he encounters both happiness and distress. Yet even though such is the case, I will execute your order. Yeah. Okay. Anyone have any comment or question on our verse? Jai Granth Rajmat Bhagavatam Miki, Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki, Hare Krishna.